Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at national and local politics. I'm Jamie Hobbs. By the year 2100, temperatures in Colombia are projected to rise by about 5 to 9 degrees Fahrenheit. KBIA's Sam Mosier has more on the city's plan to fight climate change and how it wants the community to get involved.
City employees, retired Columbia residents, an MU student, and more greet each other before taking their seats at a U-shaped conference table. This group, the Mayor's Task Force on Climate Action and Adaptation Planning, meets monthly with a common goal: to prepare the city for the future. How will they do this? With the Columbia Climate Action and Adaptation Plan, which aims to lower the city's carbon emissions.
So it's basically like a roadmap, right? So the idea is that you have where you're starting, you have a destination or a goal of where you want to be, and you have the directions or the path by which to get there.
That was Barbara Buffalo, Sustainability Manager for Columbia's Office of Sustainability. The roadmap she describes will take Columbia to 100% carbon reduction by 2060. The plan outlines steps to meet goals involving energy, transportation, building construction, food, water, and waste. The plan will be open to the public April 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Daniel Boone Regional Library. The task force will make changes based on public feedback and then present it to Columbia City Council for more feedback on May 20th. The council will then adopt the plan by resolution on June 17th. Buffalo says public feedback is essential to the plan. In fact, she says community feedback helped start the plan after President Trump announced the nation's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement in June 2017.
So this was a lot of citizens contacting our city council members saying, hey, this is important to us. We want you to take action.
So the council did. It committed to making a plan and formed a mayor's task force of 16 community members, like business analyst Ryan Kaufman, to help develop the plan.
It's just kind of on a separate level.
Kaufman says he applied to join because he believes in climate action at the city level.
That's probably the best way to go about it, is to have the local ground roots, grassroots ability to make change.
The plan contains large priorities for the city, like reducing coal contracts and investing in renewable energy. But Buffalo says 100% carbon reduction will take more than just that.
Everybody has their own assumption over what's that golden ticket, right? What's that one thing that would actually work? And the thing that's really been great to see is that everybody coming to terms with it's going to take a lot of little things too.
Buffalo says the plan needs individual effort to succeed. Examples include taking public transportation or walking instead of driving, insulating homes to save energy, or composting, the last of which she does to lower her waste footprint. Kaufman says the city will continue needing the public's help in improving the plan even after it's adopted in June.
I mean, it's not a one day one that we can fix everything kind of situation. This is a plan that has us going to 2060 with our carbon reduction. So there's a lot that we can do, and there's a lot that we can still do.
Buffalo says the plan, with help from the public, will make Columbia resilient for the future.
We all love Columbia, and you can be in this great environment. And we all want our neighbors to have that ability to thrive as well. Right? We want to make sure that people have clean air to breathe and that they have clean water to drink and that when they turn on the lights come on.
Buffalo says Columbia residents can help with the city's climate action effort by making their voices heard April 22nd when the plan is open to the public.
That was Sam Mosier, and I'm Jamie Hobbs. Thanks for listening.